Wall Street struggled today. Why? Exactly what we told you on Friday. Interest rates. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 23rd of April. Thanks for being with us. In other business news today, while some retail stores are closing, Old Navy is expanding their footprint. How ready is America to lose iconic firearm maker Remington Arms? Sean Hannity's business dealings are coming to light. We'll share those. Wells Fargo shareholders are coming to Des Moines tomorrow. What might be the reception? Those stories and a conversation about bad behavior in the workplace and what it can cost a business. We're with Ned Flynn from Arion HR. And then after the markets, we'll chat with Laura Kennard about some networking events here in the Metro. That business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Wall Street struggled today, and the factor that investors were paying attention to was something we rang the warning bell about on Friday. Interest rates. The 10-year T-note yield hit a high of 2.99%, threatening once again to reach 3%. The benchmark rate last traded at 3% or higher in January of 2014. Investors have been selling treasuries this month, pushing yields higher amid expectations of rising inflation, which could prompt the Federal Reserve to tighten monetary policy at a faster pace. We'll have all the numbers later on in the Wall Street Report. You know, we've seen a spate of retail closings and bankruptcy notices from Kmart to Sears to Yonkers. Retail is in trouble. That's why this story stood out today. Old Navy will add 60 more stores across the U.S. this year, pushing its total to more than 1,000 locations. Gap Incorporated, which also owns the flagship Gap, Banana Republic, and Althea, currently operates more than 3,500 stores globally. Gap said the company will continue to scale back the number of Gap and Banana Republic stores and stake their future on Old Navy. In addition to opening new locations, Old Navy will also be remodeling roughly 150 stores over the next few months. The majority of those locations will get upgraded fitting rooms, bathrooms, and checkout areas, among other more modern fixtures. About 10% of the 150 stores, though, will receive a full makeover. It's a different world, and the headlines continue to tell the story of deaths caused by guns. Into that climate walks Remington Arms, a company that's been in bankruptcy for about a month, but creditors are already planning an out. The U.S. Firearms and Ammunition Company will likely go up for sale directly following its bankruptcy. That's according to some people with knowledge of the situation. Certain stakeholders, some of whom have not been publicly identified, are seeking a way out in advance. They've taken the temperature of the American public and are betting this might not be a good bet. And you can't blame them. The pressure on the firearms industry is intensifying. For example, this past weekend, thousands of students across the United States protested gun violence. That's the second such rally in a month. This revived activism seeking to impose new limits on firearms could end up working in Remington's favor. Gun sales rose in March for the second consecutive month, and analysts declared that fear-based gun buying has returned to a market that was calmed after the election of President Donald Trump. So stay tuned. You know, it was a lousy week for Fox News anchor Sean Hannity. First, an attorney's office gets raided, and then we learn that Mr. Hannity uses the same attorney, Michael Cohen, as President Trump. Then we learned that Mr. Hannity has been involved in at least 20 shell companies. Now, that's not illegal, but it is something that is often done to shield who owns what. However, shell companies are also used for money laundering. Now, there's no indication that Hannity is engaged in any illegal activity, but he is the hidden owner behind at least 20 of these shell companies that has bought property. His case, it appears, that the shell companies were used to limit his liabilities in the real estate deals in question. We also learned that despite his criticism of President Obama over the U.S. foreclosure rate, Hannity was an apparent beneficiary of the high number of foreclosures that accompanied and followed the Great Recession. Hannity also uses mortgages funded through the Department for Housing and Urban Development. He bought two of the most valuable properties in his portfolio with help from HUD. The $17.9 million in loans was first guaranteed under the Obama administration. Ben Carson's HUD, who is currently the HUD chief, increased the loans by $5 million. Hannity failed to disclose his dealings with HUD when he had Ben Carson on his show last year. And during that appearance, Hannity told Carson he had done, quote, a good job, end quote. We also learned that a regular on his show is also his financial manager. Now, there's no disclosure to that fact ever by Mr. Hannity. Lots of stuff, lots of moving parts. Wells Fargo shareholders and employees will be paying close attention to what's said at the annual shareholders meeting that takes place here in Des Moines tomorrow. Will Wells Fargo be contrite? Will they become transparent? Will there be protests? We don't know what the mood of the CEO will be. However, protesters are planning to be here and that the bank should clean up its act. So who's protesting? Iowa CCI said it expects up to 100 people to gather at the Des Moines Central Library before marching to the bank, which is a couple of blocks away on Walnut Street. Protesters will not interfere with the shareholders' meetings, we're told. That is according to the CCI organizers. When we come back, a conversation about bad behavior in the workplace and what that can cost you. Ned Flynn joins us next here on the Business News Hour.
Took the midnight train.